right, fantastic. All right, Tim, whenever you are ready,
I'm ready.
Welcome to Specs Talk on Southfield Pure Classic Rock, 96.9 WSHS. I'm your host, Tim Burke, along with my co-hosts, Juana Lins and Mike Felton. And today we're going to be talking about Detroit sports and Detroit pride, how sports influences Detroit, influences society in general. Now, just to begin with, I think we can all agree that Detroit's got its problems. It's got its problems financially, it's got its problems politically. But there was a quote that I read from a former Tiger catcher by the name of Brian Johnson, who still lives in Detroit. He played back in 1997. And he says that the city's collective self-esteem is low, but there's a kind of bunker mentality in Detroit, and that sports provide a backbone for the city. And he also says that we may live in a city that's a mess, but our sports teams can kick your butt. Now, so that kind of gives us an idea of maybe that sports isn't just all about the money, that there is some social benefit to it. And I think, Juana, you've been taking a look at how the Pistons have been influencing us. Can you give us a little bit on that?
Yeah. The Pistons are, as well as you were saying about the Tigers, their influence in the community and the city as well. I actually have a few articles that talks about some of their scholarship programs. The 2012 Pistons Scholars Night at the Palace on Saturday of this year, March 31st. This event rewarded 762 first through high school age students who excelled in academics, citizenship, and extra activities. The scholarship basically, the scholar program basically awarded students to come to the Pistons game. They were able to go out on the court and welcome the members on to the floor at halftime and when they first came on. So things like that really helps kids to do better in school. And
That's it's good to hear, and to hear the social programs that some of the teams are setting up. We'll get a little bit more on that later. But I was reading an article by a Northeastern University Center Sports and Society website that says, on a more general theme, that sports gives people joy and excitement. And they cite such things as it does give the ability and fosters peace building, social interaction, and it promotes actually health and educating youth. And they cite there's an outfit out of that started in over in England, but now has spread to 48 countries. They're called the Homeless World Cup, and they estimate that they've helped over 25,000 homeless people in those 48 countries just by getting them to come and try to play soccer and start interacting with each other. And they also cite more common things such as health problems, obesity, mental illness, cancer, diabetes. These kind of things can be addressed and more, if not prevented, at least controlled through physical exercise. And a lot of times sports is the only thing that will get some of us, I know for myself, up and doing something a little more physical. Anyway, moving right along, I know Mike, you've been looking a little bit more at the nitty-gritty of what the sports is doing, maybe even economically in the Detroit area.
Yeah, there's a list that ESPN has that they comprise every year from their Sports Nation section of their website, and they rank all 122 professional sports teams. That's football, baseball, basketball, hockey. And they've got eight different criteria that they go into. There's bang for your buck, which is basically how much you pay for tickets, spend on merchandise, and then they compare that to how many wins a team will have. Fan relations, which is how hospitable a team will be, how the players will interact with the fan base. Ownership, affordability, stadium experience, players, coaching, and title track. Out of the 122 teams, number one team was the Wings. They came in 17th. The Tigers came in at number 52. The Lions came in at 94. And surprisingly, the Pistons came in at 113. They've had a little bit of an ownership issue recently, and they were just recently sold for $325 million. That's according to Cranes Detroit. That was last year, but they're in a little bit of a transition right now.
Alrighty, we're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to take a little bit more closer look at this particular phenomenon that maybe sports isn't all just about money-grubbing, big-paid players. And we'll be back next on WSHS.
This segment of Specs Talks on WSHS is brought to you by Cheer Unlimited. Sandra Bullock was Steve Martin too, so was Paula Abdul. Heck, even President Bush was. They are all cheerleaders. Cheerleading sets the stage for greatness in life. By combining discipline and intelligence with physical fitness, you can be anything you want to, especially when you cheer. Cheer Unlimited teaches you competitive cheer and gymnastics at any age and a family-friendly environment. It's fun, exciting, and from here, you can do anything. Cheer Unlimited. Call or click cheerunlimited.com.
Okay. Specs Talk. Not
me, Specs Talk. Yeah.
Right. But you said Specs Talk. And then it's brought with an R. Because it's bring. You know, we bring something, so we bring it along. We brought it. Bought is I paid. Okay. So be careful.
Be careful, you.
Right. Be careful not to swap those out. Okay. And guys, make sure that you get this commercial and read it and perform it in your head and out loud before we start. That's why they sit there.
Just imagine Kosakowski chanting in your head.
Heather.
Oh, yeah, we just did that.
Right. You should have had to edit this week.
We did.
Sure did.
Okay. Very good. As you went on with that list, I mean, I started out encouraged, and by the time you got to the Pistons, I was like, we got to do a little better.
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Whenever you're ready, Tim, and your teammates are ready, or co-hosts.
Ready, guys.
Ready.
Okay.
Welcome back to Specs Talk on Southfield Pure Classic Rock 96.9 WSHS. I'm your host, Tim Burke, along with co-host Guana Linz and Mike Felden. On today's show, we're discussing Detroit sports and Detroit pride, how Detroit sports affects Detroit both socially and economically. And before we get rolling, I want to get back to you, Mike, because you were talking about some of the stats you had pulled there Forbes magazine. But a possible example on the street level of how sports affects Detroiters, there was an article in USA Today that was printed last week. And the magazine interviewed an unemployed general laborer who was wearing a stained black sweatshirt and torn gray pants. And they caught him down near Tiger Stadium. And I want to quote exactly what he said, because this I think, outlines a lot of how sports does affect the Detroit area. And what he said is, "I know I don't look good, and the city don't look good either, but things will be better. They got to. There are good people trying to make the city better. That man over there, the one that runs the Tigers and our hockey team, he's trying. He's trying real hard. You've got to admire that man." And that's coming from a guy who's down and out on the street, so I think there is some positive impact, both socially and economically. And speaking of the economics, Mr. Mike, where were you on that list?
Well, you're getting into a little bit of the Mike Ilitch effect on things. And I believe that the story that you mentioned from the USA Today article talked about the number of millions of dollars. And I don't have the exact figure of how many millions of dollars Mike Ilitch brings in every year. But between his ownership of the Tigers, the Red Wings, and the Fox Beater, he's actually considered to be economically one of the saviors of the city of Detroit, because without his economic impact, the city might not be where it is today.
Alrighty then, I think we got a call coming in. Yes, sir.
Hi, yes, I was calling. I wanted to touch on the what you were discussing about the financial status with Detroit and Detroit sports. And we've seen Mike Ilitch take the Detroit Red Wings and turn them into a premier franchise. Obviously, there's a lot of prestige about the team from what they've done being an Original Six team and then what they accomplished in the 90s and 2000s. And how much of that do you think is credited not only towards the fans, but Mike Ilitch's frame of mind?
Well, obviously, Mike Ilitch is a guy that loves to win. I think you've seen that with the Wings poster pre-salary cap, where he would be willing to spend as much money on a player as he could. And obviously now with the Tigers, between Prince Fielder, and obviously Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera are three of the highest paid players in baseball. So the guy is committed to winning. And actually, the Sports Nation list that I said earlier, he's listed as number one owner for hockey overall out of 122 teams, and in baseball he's 16th, which is kind of, I don't know, suspect, I guess. But a lot of that has to do with the fans, but I think it's a double-edged sword here, because not only is it the fans, but the fans aren't there unless they're winning games. And Mike Ilitch's commitment to putting a winning product on the ice or on the field has in turn brought fans in and want them to invest a little bit more money into a stadium and the t-shirts and the things of that nature. So realistically, I don't know if you can put a scale on what he's done or if you can really measure it, but when you break it down and you get into the nitty-gritty, it's unbelievable some of the things he's contributed.
Yeah, and in that USA Today article I was looking at earlier today, too, a gentleman by the name of Rob Mattina, who is the vice president of marketing for the Red Wings, he said the success of the Red Wings is due mainly to the fact that the organization puts the fans first. And I know a lot of us tend to think of, you know, Mr. Ilitch as a very rich person who is out of touch with reality, but from after reading this article and investigating a little more, he tends to put things, you know, he does have a sincere concern for the area, not only because he knows it's his bread and butter, but because he sincerely cares about the fans. And we're going to take another little break. We're going to come back and discuss this subject some more and maybe take a couple more calls. Back next on WSHS.
This segment of Specs Talk on WSHS is brought to you by Cheer Unlimited. Sandra Bullock was. Steve Martin, too. So was Paula Abdul. Heck, even President Bush was. They were all cheerleaders. Cheerleading sets the stage for greatness in life by combining discipline and intelligence with physical fitness. You can be anything you want to be, especially when you cheer. Cheer Unlimited teaches you competitive cheer and gymnastics at any age in a family-friendly environment. It's fun, exciting, and from here you can do anything. Cheer Unlimited. Call or click cheerunlimited.com.
Okay. Tim?
Yes, ma'am.
What nasty thing did you say?
Did he read?
Well, no. After the break.
Oh, yes.
Don't say that nasty thing.
What were you doing?
After the break.
Oh.
Okay.
And
Tim, I don't want you taking so long for setup. 30 seconds. Get in. Get. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to say one. Get in and get. Oh, no, you got two. And let. And get going. All right. Whenever you guys are ready, I'll come up and roll. I'm on my way now.
Okay. Welcome back to Specs Talk on Southfield's Pure Classic Rock, 96.9 WSHS. I'm your host, Tim Burke, along with my co-hosts, Kwan Linz and Mike Feld. And today we're discussing Detroit sports, Detroit pride, the effect of sports on Detroit, both economically and socially. And we've been talking a bit about Mr. Ilitch, but I know there's more going on as far as the Pistons go. What have you got over there, Kwan?
So more of what I have about the Pistons is just more what they do within the community. As far as I have a nonprofit program that they were actually a part of, Winning Futures, which is a nonprofit organization that inspires and prepares youth for success. It was actually an event for last year's Tigers game opening day party. They actually raised over $6,000 for the Life Skills Mentoring Program, which is just a program that helps the youth risk and has them have mentors just to help them out a lot.
Sounds like they're doing a good job for our community as well.
Yeah.
And it looks like we got another caller coming in. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not from here, but I'd just like to know, which team economically do you think is the most important to the city that you really couldn't afford to lose?
The Detroit Lions, by far. There is no team like the Detroit Lions. And actually, I appreciate the call because I do have a little bit of information on this from Forbes. The world's 50 most valuable sports teams, and I guess this is a little bit saying, it may just be the Lions, but it's also football as well. All 32 teams rank among the 50 most valuable sports teams in the world. That's the NFL teams. And you can see it with the Detroit Lions. They sold out all 8 games last year, and that's a 70,000-seat stadium. They sold out a preseason game. The ownership and the players and the list I had earlier, I mentioned about the Detroit Lions, they were ranked 94 out of 122 teams. That was from last year. That's obviously going to change this year. But if there's one team in Detroit that fans long for, it is the Detroit Lions.
And aside from the Lions, we're talking about Mr. Ilitch as well, who owns both the Tigers and the Red Wings here in Detroit. The USA Today article says that the Detroit Regional Chamber says that Ilitch's holdings, and we're talking about more than just the Tigers and the Wings, but this will give you an idea of the impact he has. They say the holdings of Mr. Ilitch have an annual economic impact of about $443 million on Detroit. So that's bringing a lot of money into the city. And Forbes also estimates that the Red Wings alone are worth $336 million. So we're talking, there's a lot of money going on around there. But like I was saying before, Mr. Ilitch does tend to put the fans first, put the organization first. For instance, back when the big three automakers were having such a lot of problems back in 2009, 2010, they came to him, and they've spent a lot of money on advertising in the sports venues in this town. And they came to Mike Ilitch and told him, you know, they're not going to be able to afford to do this anymore because they were spending several million dollars a year just on advertising within the sports venues. And Mike Ilitch told him he would let them advertise at Comerica Park for free. And now he was losing $3 to $4 million a year by letting them do that, but he knew that the city was going to come back, and he's got a very positive outlook on things.
And Tim, I think the same story you mentioned too, there was something in there about how when the Tigers built Comerica Park that opened up in 2000, Mike Ilitch had a chance to move the team to the suburbs. I think Dearborn and Ann Arbor were the two mentioned, and he would have made a lot more money by doing that between traffic and location availability to others. And he decided to not only stick it out in downtown Detroit, but for anyone who's been down there recently, there's the Fox Theater, there's Comerica Park, the Lions helped out with Ford Field, they've also put Hockey Town Cafe. They've turned the downtown Woodward area into an entertainment district where people can go and they can bring their family or their dates or whatever have you. And they've actually made it a positive experience, and they've given people an excuse to head down to the city, which, you know, 10, 15 years ago, maybe they didn't have that.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And just a real quick thing here also, the Red Wings, this has been unheard of for any kind of franchise, you know, in the Detroit area, but the Red Wings, Rob Mattina also says that the team has had 70 consecutive sellouts dating back to December of 2010. Anyway, I'm Tim Burke. We've been talking about Detroit sports and Detroit pride, the effect of sports on the economic and social aspects of Detroit. This has been Specs Talk on Southfield's Pure Classic Rock, 96.9 WSHS. On behalf of Kiwana Linz, Mike Feld, and myself, Tim Burke, thanks for listening.
Okay, pay attention to your kids, because with both shows that we've had thus far, we've gone over in time, and we don't normally do that.
How much over?
I'm feeling
they sad. They came overly prepared. That's a good thing, though.
Christine said, how much over? Now, Christine, don't poo-poo me when I give you the number. It's 15 seconds for both of the shows. But that's a lot. People pay for 30-second spots, which means that on average, if a spot is $800 for a 60, and it doesn't go half for a 30, it's probably like $100 less, it's $700. And then let's just break that in half and say $350, $400.
It's
costing
me money.
Yeah. And I'm not happy. So, yeah, 15 seconds is too much. 5 seconds over. 15, that's money. Because we can do something with 15.
Money, honey.
There you go. good job, guys. And ladies. That's right. Juana, I didn't hear enough of you in that 5 seconds. You have to jump in, I don't care. You just have to jump in.
Tell them to show up.
Christine brought it up. Don't know if this is a break.